What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? Welcome to New York Liberty Fan TV. It's your boy, Rem. Happy to be with you. Happy to talk to you. We are like T-minus, I want to say, 82 days from the regular season. About 87 days away from our season opener. But welcome to New York Liberty Fan TV. It's your boy, Rem. You know the deal, guys. I am happy to chat with y'all. We are counting down. We are less than 3 months away, a little under 3 months away to the regular season. First game Tuesday, May 14th at Washington. And May 18th is when we are ready for that home opener versus Aaliyah Boston and the Indiana Fever. I will not say any other names until we have full confirmation, but we will be playing Aaliyah Boston and the Indiana Fever. Shout out to all Liberty fans who are patiently waiting. I see the countdown starting on a lot of people's stories. I see a lot of energy, a lot of fan interaction, a lot of different good positive energy. Just speaking Liberty. I know at the beginning of free agency was a little bit daunting for some Liberty fans, and a lot of anxiety and just anxious fans. Before I confirm, I want to confirm to all fans, this is New York Liberty Fan TV. I do not work for the New York Liberty. I cannot give you answers to the questions of a free agency or why they didn't go after NECA or whoever it is that you have, whatever ideas that you got in your mind. But I can't answer those questions for you guys. This is a fan show, obviously. But we will provide insight. We will provide the latest news. We will talk about our squad with positive energy. And that's what we're going to do. We're just going to continue to rep the New York Liberty every dribble of the way, just like it says in the bio. And that's what we do. So, again, I want to thank you if you're watching on YouTube or if you're listening to the podcast. I just want to thank you for the full support that you've given us thus far. And we are looking forward to another amazing season. Again, like I said, we are just a little less than 3 months from that season start. You could check out New York Liberty Fan TV, NYLFTV.com. We do have not only the blog, but we do have the countdown for that regular season start, the 2024 WNBA season that we are anticipated and extremely, extremely excited about because we love basketball, man, and we love Liberty basketball, all right? So if you are tuned into NYLFTV, you are at the right place. You know the vibes. We are ready to kick it. I want to start the show by giving out a huge shout-out to J.J. Redick, the old man in the three, NBA sharpshooter, J.J. Redick, current analyst for ESPN and the host of the Old Man in the Three podcast. You know, he did that show with Sabrina last season with the old man in the three and Sabrina at the Nike store in Soho. So that was cool. But I want to shout him out for using his platform. And he used his platform this morning, ESPN, on First Take. Even though you could just tell J.J. Redick, he be tight. He be tight on ESPN. You know one thing I like about J.J. Redick? Me and him have a lot of similarities in the sense that we don't have a poker face. So if you get us upset, if you say something stupid, we're going to respond to it, and we're going to show our emotions with it. So I have that in common with J.J. Redick. I appreciated him because even despite his he seemed a little bit, uneasy. But despite all that, he gave our Liberty a shout out, man. He gave us a huge shout out. Him and Stephen A. Smith, they were just discussing New York City. Actually, there's a video that came out that surfaced. And I know I'm speaking a little bit of NBA here, but a video of Kevin Durant that surfaced about the Knicks and stuff like that. And I always hate how, professionals always love to use New York teams, not just the Knicks, but they love to use New York teams as kind of like clickbait for relevancy. They get, people aren't talking about them as much. People don't really care about them. And they want to be in some type of discussion. So they bring up New York for whatever reason it is. So they brought up New York and Kevin Durant's conversation about why he chose the Nets over the Knicks and who was cooler and what table was cool to sit at. All types of childish craziness. But Stephen A. Smith, you know, brings up the fact that there's no place to play like New York City in Madison Square Garden for the New York Knicks. And rightfully so. If you're talking NBA, if you're talking NBA basketball, the New York Knicks run this town. I know this is New York Liberty Fan TV, but get with the program, guys. I've been here since 1999 with the Liberty, meaning as a true Liberty fan, I'm affiliated to the New York Knicks, despite the fact how that separation happened. I am a diehard Knicks fan. That's how I started basketball. And the Knicks, my fanhood for the Knicks is what brought me to the Liberty. So, that's never separated. I didn't jump ship and decide, you know what, since the Nets took the Liberty, I'm going to be a Nets fan. That's not, I'm good. I'm good on that. But what I will say is J.J. Redick, you know, bringing to the debate when Stephen A. Smith said what he said about no place playing like in Madison Square Garden, which is true, he brought up the fact about Barclays Center, and he challenged people to come to Barclays Center. If you live in a tri-state area, like J.J. said, and I'll double down and I'll triple down on whatever it is and say, come to a Liberty game. Don't just watch it on TV. Don't just let other people tell you. You will get FOMO. I promise you that. It's the experience, and I'm telling you, you don't have to be a fan of basketball, guys. You don't have to be a fan of basketball. You're a fan of sports. You're a fan of family. You're just a fan of having a good time with people. Come to a Liberty game. The love in that arena is so amazing. It's palpable. Like you can see how much people care and enjoy being in that environment. I get excited to just be in the building, interviewing fans, talking to people. I've developed a lot of relationships just off of love for the New York Liberty, and that's gone a long way, and it continues to go. But the experience in New York City, just at a Liberty game, I've been fortunate enough to bring some of my friends and put some of them onto the WNBA and put some of them onto the New York Liberty and have them become continued fans. So I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that. And I'm proud of this organization. I'm proud of this city. I'm proud of what they did since they came to Barclays Center, because they provided a whole new type of dynamic in New York City basketball. And, you know, we weren't saying this facetiously or trying to be funny, but they are the best product in New York City. I know the Knicks are playing phenomenal right now. They look great. But actual factuals, like I say, is that the New York Liberty was the best basketball team in the city last year. And they look to continue. They look to continue by the moves that they made in the offseason to show that continuity. And, you know, just continuing. To have that consistent build and development and, you know, just as a group. So I'm truly looking forward to that. And we're going to see exactly how that all transpires. But this shout out to J.J. Redick for that shout out, because like he said, it's awesome. It's awesome. And you got to be there. You just have to be there to understand what it's like to be a New York Liberty fan, to be at a game. The amount of times I've interviewed people and they're like, yo, this is just my second game, or this is my first game. And you know what? I'm about to be a season ticket holder. Or you know what? And I love it. You know how many new season ticket holders I know just off of their performance last year? And it's amazing, and it's going to continue to develop. It's going to continue to grow. And New York City being the place that it is, when the New York Liberty continue what they started last year, and when they actually deliver, we're going to see such a surge in the involvement of the people around the city, the media, and how quickly everybody's going to jump on this. Because, you know, it's hot. Just like the Knicks are hot, the Liberty are hot. They're the hottest ticket in the city right now. So shout out to the New York Liberty. Shout out to J.J. Redick for speaking about the New York Liberty on First Take without being forced to speak about the Liberty. That's another reason why I want to give J.J. Redick a shout out. It's like, you know, these platforms, these ESPNs, the FS1s, all of these programs, they only wanted to speak about women's sports when it's like hot, when it's the finals, when something's going on in this, that, and the third. But he didn't need any of that just to insert basketball into this, because basketball is basketball, and New York Liberty basketball is the best ticket in town right now. So, again, I got to shout him out for saying that. Thank you, JJ Redick. You are the man. Again, we fully respect you. One of the best shooters in NBA history. And just hands down, awesome, awesome analyst. Love to hear him speak the game. And, you know, we look forward to hear more from you, JJ, especially when speaking on the Liberty. But next, my next topic that I do want to speak about is WNBA free agency, because we made a little bit of a splash yesterday, and it was such a quiet splash that like nobody's going crazy. And I promise you, about mid-season, maybe a couple games in, we will sing the praises of Jonathan Cobb for making this under the radar pickup. Kennedy Valentine Burke, KB, is headed to BK. And I'm extremely excited about this. First of all, it was announced yesterday on the IG. Kennedy Burke, she was drafted in 2019 by the Dallas Wings. I believe she played for the Indiana Fever. I think she might have had a stint with Seattle. And I believe she also played a little bit for Dallas. But and currently, she's part of the French team. I don't know how to pronounce it, so I won't take a shot at it. But she plays for a French team. And most recently, she was, not too recent, but in December, she was the MVP. The MVP of the EuroLeague in December. And she just, she was the catalyst. Actually, she got that MVP award because she was the catalyst, the front runner, and the reason why her team went undefeated during that stretch. So she has a lot. I want to speak a little bit more about her before I get into her stats. But she has the opportunity to come to New York and compete for a chip. Now, before I dig deeper into Miss Kennedy Burke, I do want to say I do want to give a thank you and a shout out to not only Big Mama Steph for your time and services at Liberty, but J.W. Jocelyn Willoughby, who was announced that they will not be returning to the Liberty. Jocelyn Willoughby has signed a training camp contract with the Connecticut Sun, and I actually hope that she does is able to find her way onto that roster and work her way onto a team, because we love JW, we love Jocelyn Willoughby, and all, you know, just Liberty players in general. If you came and graced New York City, you're a part of us, you know, you're a part of this organization. And JW will no longer, I don't know if she'll take the book club with her to Connecticut, but again, we're wishing the best for Jocelyn Willoughby. We're wishing the best for Big Mama Steph, and just hoping we see them again, you know, sometime in the future. And we definitely will be seeing them in the near future when we play Washington or Connecticut. We'll see how it is. But those are two voids that we needed to fill. Another void that we need to fill is MJ, Marine Johannes, who will be playing with her team, her French national team, overseas, and will be competing for that gold medal. So there you have that. We just have a little bit of depletion on the New York Liberty bench. And this is something, this move right here was such an under-the-radar move. We used the protected contract to sign Kennedy Burke. Kennedy Burke is currently under contract with her team, but Jonathan Cobb and co. Convinced her to get out of her French League contract, her EuroLeague contract, and when the playoffs is going to start, to be back in time for training camp and come battle and hopefully win a WNBA title, help the New York Liberty compete for their first WNBA title. And from the looks of it, Kennedy seems excited. First of all, I love this because I have some bias in me. My daughter's name is Kennedy, so I automatically love KB for being awesome. But then when you look at her play, you just automatically just look at the things that we lack on the bench or sometimes in the starting five that we need. And I love Kennedy's toughness. I love her resilience. I love her versatility. And let's talk about her EuroLeague stats. But before I speak about the EuroLeague stats, I will read this quote from Jonathan Cobb. And when I say Jonathan Cobb, I'm always going to say let him cook, because that man is cooking. Quote from Jonathan Cobb: Kennedy is a versatile player who will play multiple positions for us. Her length, athleticism, skill, and passion have made her one of the very best players in the EuroLeague, and she will be an important addition to our group. Yes, say it again, Jonathan. Let him cook. Let him cook, because he's been cooking. Guys, she, to me, is an immediate impact player with what she does on both sides of the court. We need that length. We need that toughness. We need that size. She's a 6'1 player. She can play multiple positions. When I say guard, maybe not point guard, but, you know, she can run it a little bit. She can handle the ball. She can create her own shot. And one of the best defenders. Let's get to her statistics, guys. In the EuroLeague right now, she's averaging, this season, she's averaging 15.6 points per game. So we won't be shysty. We will give her 16 points a game. She's averaging 6 rebounds, 3.2 steals, and 2.5 assists. I just want to highlight the 3.2 steals, because when you look at some of her highlights, you see a lot of the plays are her going into the passing lane, getting those cookies, and then Euro stepping into the paint. I haven't seen much of our players do Euro steps. I like this girl. I really like this girl, Kennedy Burke. I like everything that she has to offer. The fact that she played a little bit in the WNBA and has WNBA experience is good. The fact that we're not coming in and we're looking for her to like be like a star player, like, you know, she's an impact player. And I believe that is where she will excel the most, especially on this lineup and helping out with the bench. So I think this is a great pickup. Jonathan Cobb, you did an amazing job with this one. So we'll see how this pans out. But Kennedy, we are excited to have you in Seafoam. We cannot wait to see you out here. I can't wait to see what number you wear. Also, just happy for that energy. If you look in her bio, I encourage you guys to go look in Kennedy's bio. She has an article. I believe it was from the Medium. I am not remembering the... One second, because I actually do have it. It was written by Wayne Cole from the Medium, and it was just speaking about some of her encounters of harassment and racism overseas, especially after a game that she experienced. And y'all gotta read this girl's response. She's so queened up. I love every moment of it. She's unapologetic. She's not scared. And she is not the one. Sincerely, she is not the one. Just know that. If you read the article, you'll see exactly what I mean. But welcome, Kennedy. We have another two-way player. She will make an immediate impact. And again, Jonathan Cobb has done an amazing job. Let him cook. Continuity with what he did with the Jonquel Jones re-signing, huge. Coring Stewie, huge. A solidifying Kayla Thornton, Sabrina Ionescu, Benaja Laney, their contracts all end in like 2026. He's cooking. He's absolutely cooking. So I like that it's not just right now moves. These are moves that will help us out in the future. So shout out to Jonathan Cobb. You are doing an amazing job, GM, aka the current executive of the year. Definitely appreciate that. So welcome to the squad, Kennedy. Also, I can't forget, like, you know, we still need some stuff off of the bench. You know, our biggest thing was a backup point guard, a backup center. I can't say if Kennedy Burke will play center. She probably won't play center, but she can in some small ball situations. She can stretch the floor as well. But we were also talking about backup point guards and backup centers. Now, backup point guard, I think the Morgan Green training camp contract, I think we got to take a look at that, because I believe Morgan Green is a solid, solid facilitator and, you know, one of the quintessential point guards, like exactly what a point guard embodies and what we need in terms of distributing, playing defense, setting people up. I think that's what Morgan Green is. And then we speak about Leone Fabiche. I'm probably not saying her last name right, but she's a rim protector. Like, I like her energy. She can possibly be a backup big, not necessarily a center, but she definitely protects that rim and is also unapologetic about it, too. So I liked her energy. I liked the little that I seen, but we'll see how it goes in training camp. We have a couple of weeks, I think, before things start up. But, wow, like I said, less than 3 months before the regular season starts. If you are not a season ticket holder, if you're curious about a Liberty game, I'm telling y'all, man, go on Ticketmaster, check out that schedule, see what it's about. I encourage you to go on New York Liberty's Instagram page. They actually dropped some packages for some five game packages, extremely affordable, starting around $20. They had another one for $25 and another one for like $30. So I encourage fans to share with a friend. Let's get as much people in Barclays Center as possible to not only represent the New York Liberty, but to bring that energy back and let people know that this is not a place that you want to come home. You want to come and play. We like the team is going to bring it and the fans are going to bring it. You are not going to be able to hear your coach. That's what we want here. All right. So we want to continue to protect home court and just bring a certain energy here and make sure people are scared to play the New York Liberty. OK, so we need the fans here. We need the fans in the building. We need crowd participation. Because you know they're going to bring it. You know the organization's going to bring it. You know Ellie's going to bring it. You know the Timeless Torches are going to bring it. So we got to be ready as fans to bring it. So that's what I encourage you. If you are a fan of the New York Liberty, take someone on a date to a Liberty game. I encourage you, take someone on a date to a Liberty game. They will love it. Fellas, take her on a date to a Liberty game. I'm telling you, take her on a date to a Liberty game. Like, there's so much to do. There's so much fun, so much excitement. You get to learn each other. You'll get different experiences. Take her to a Liberty game. Homies, yo, go to a Liberty game. Go to a Liberty game. Take the fellas to, like, experience. Open up the palate a little bit. Respect basketball. As a basketball fan, if you love basketball, respect basketball and watch. Just watch. Like, you can watch the men, you can watch the females, you can watch the youth. Like, you can, like, just respect the sport. But I'm telling you, if you step foot inside of the Clays during the New York Liberty season, you are going in with life-changing experiences. The way that you are going to leave that arena is not going to be how you came in. I promise you. If you came in with a different energy, like, oh, I wasn't sure about this and this, that, I promise you, I guarantee you, and you might end up becoming a season ticket holder. You never know. You never know with these things, but yeah, we'll see how that goes, though. But my next topic, I do want to speak about, because we have to continue to speak about Sabrina versus Steph, because we're going to be speaking about it all damn year, because it was such a historic thing. But some of the numbers came out the other day. You know, obviously she scored the 26 points, which was enough to beat some of the NBA scores. She shot from the NBA line willingly, and it was something that, you know, she was ready and prepared for. The viewers, first of all, the NBA All-Star game is one of the worst spectacles right now to even watch. Sabrina Ionescu might have saved you guys. Not even might. Sabrina Ionescu saved the All-Star game, because without Sabrina and Steph, it would not have peaked to 5.4 million viewers. In that 10 to 15 minutes while they did their thing, 5.4 million viewers just to lock in. And then when you look at the engagement, Steph and Sabrina only accounted for less than 10% of All-Star weekend, and they had 10 million engagement on social media. People care. People care. I loved every moment of what I saw. I loved every moment with Sabrina Ionescu, the respect that they had for each other. The only thing that I will say, Kenny Smith is a jackass. Kenny Smith, that knock-kneed fool, is a jackass. That's all I got to say. You have to be a different level of unaware, incompetent, asinine, he forever tainted a moment in basketball history, not WNBA history, not NBA history, but basketball history. A moment that so many people cherished. So many people cherished. And I go back because I'm so disappointed, because I'm such a big fan of NBA on TNT, Inside the NBA, that crew and everything like that. I love those guys. I listen to those guys religiously when I watch the game and everything like that. There's games that I don't even want to watch, but I tune in because Inside the NBA. And when you use your platform to do what Kenny Smith did, it was so disappointing, man. I take it back to, like, going back to you know, the dunk contest from years ago, because the dunk contest would never be the same decades ago. And he's still living. It's almost as if he's still living on the dunk contest, speaking about Vince Carter and like this was 20 years ago and stuff like that. But what I want to point out is his commentary versus our commentary. The commentary, I'll never forget the commentary. It's over. It's over. Vince Carter, you know, that commentary that Kenny Smith gave for that Vince Carter dunk contest, that was like, that's part of that history. That's part of that history. Now you fast forward to this year where we're at a time of progression, where we're trying to progress. The man has daughters, for Christ's sakes. And he says it. And he goes about like a moment in history like this after Sabrina straight up put 26, did all she did, and she willingly shot from the NBA line. I'm sure she would have shot with an NBA ball too if she wanted to too. But after her giving that willingness and showing what she did, 26, mind you, guys, do y'all realize that All-Star Weekend happened? They were completely cold. They did a little 30-second warm-up, and that shows you how great those shooters are. That shows you how great both of them are, because they were cold. They were cold. They got up. One did 26, one did 29. Cold. After just watching whatever events they had to watch, watch these NBA All-Stars not take the game seriously, they were the only ones who brought the show All-Star Weekend. Sabrina Ionescu literally saved All-Star. Nobody's tuning into All-Star Weekend to listen to you, Kenny Smith. So my question is, how dare you? Like, how? How? I'm disappointed in the TNT crew. I'm disappointed in Ernie Johnson, because I'm like, Ernie, like, you got to hold your mans accountable. You have to hold your mans accountable, especially when you're the one who put them on. You got to look at them like, yo, you screwing up my paper, man. Like, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? This moment right here was one of the most historic moments. And somebody trying to be funny or whatever the situation, it got ruined. It really got ruined. So what I would say to that is, we need new commentary for NBA All-Star Weekend. We don't need Kenny Smith at the All-Star Weekend. We don't need him judging dunk contests. We don't need him on the mic. We don't need Kenny. Like, we literally do not need Kenny Smith involved in anything All-Star. We don't. Like, it's not make or break. It's not giving you ratings. It's not making the show better. It's not. Kenny Smith's last good commentary was that Vince Carter dunk like 40 years ago. So what is he still doing on these platforms? Like, there's nothing for us to kind of like, you know, kind like there's no there's we can't speak on it. They don't even watch basketball. They are still using their knowledge, which is right. They're experts, right? Correct? But at a certain point, you have to continue to keep polishing your knowledge. And these guys are not polishing their knowledge. They are not polishing their knowledge. He's barely polishing his knees. His knees are rubbing against each other, but they're not polishing their knowledge. They're not doing that. And they don't care to do that. They don't care to do that. So I was disappointed because he was on the... He was doing the Stephen A. Smith show, right? And let me see if I can actually pull it up, because I was just disappointed because he doubled down. He doubled down on what he said. I'm going to pause that. That was another jackass move. The man said he was advocating for her more than anything. He was advocating for Sabrina more than anything. What's up with these NBA plays? Now he's bringing up a study with darts. First you had the ping pong guy, now you have the darts guy. But here's my issue with this, okay? The correct thing is that he's correct. They practice from one range. Another one practices from another range. But Bozo, do you believe that Sabrina practiced from a WNBA three-point line knowing that she was getting prepared for this three-point contest and knowing that she would be shooting from the NBA line? Also, buddy, we know you don't watch basketball, but have you seen Sabrina Ionescu play basketball? Have you seen the range that she shoots from? Have you watched the All-Star game from last year to see where Sabrina was shooting the basketball from beyond the NBA three-point line? So, you know, like, you, sometimes you just got to shut up. You just got to shut up. They be just so wrong and don't want to take accountability. But go ahead. You're copping the plea, Kenny Smith, because it was not an advantage to you. You didn't explain it like that. You could have done that. So here's the issue with these guys like that, because they say, oh, it's a bunch of guys who don't know anything about sports and this, that, and the third, and they don't play basketball. Well, explain it to somebody who doesn't. Buddy, most people who are fans of the NBA are not fans of basketball. And let me say that again. Most people who are fans of the NBA are not fans of basketball. And when I say that, I say basketball as a whole. You can't be a fan of basketball and segregate NBA and WNBA. You can't be a fan of basketball and say NBA is better and the WNBA is shit. You can't do that. Basketball is the art form. Basketball is the sport. So the concepts are the same. The point system is the same. It's all the same. You know, setting a screen and all, like, the reads, all of that is the same. It's the same. So when you say stupidity, that's a next level of stupidity from Kenny Smith. Not taking accountability, sitting there and copping a plea on Stephen A. Smith show, and Stephen A. Smith ain't even holding him accountable. People who don't play a sport don't actually understand. So you think everybody that watches basketball plays a sport, Stephen A? Kenny Smith? Does everybody that watches basketball play a sport? So the commentary, you say this is coming from people who don't watch, who've never played a sport. And when I can't tell, oh my gosh. Oh, yo, the disappointment I have in Stephen A. Smith, please take the man's microphone. The NBA on TNT comes back tomorrow. Today's Wednesday. NBA on TNT comes back on Thursday. It would behoove Kenny Smith to open up his mouth and say he was wrong. Whether he genuinely feels it or not, let the people know that you're a jackass and say sorry. You tainted a moment in history, bro. Like, bad. Her family's going to be rewatching this moment. Fans are going to rewatch this moment. And unfortunately, it gets marred by you trying to be some type of Dave Chappelle or something. You trying to be somebody you're not. You're not even you couldn't shoot the basketball like Sabrina could shoot the basketball. You could barely dunk the basketball. The dunks you did in your dunk contest were just as bad as Jaylen Brown's dunks from this year's dunk show. Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I think it was jealousy, pure jealousy from Kenny Smith, watching Sabrina shoot the basketball and shoot it at the high clip that she did. Like, why would you fix your mouth to say stuff like that? So I don't get it. I'm disappointed in Kenny Smith. I don't even know, like, I don't know. Like, let's finish. Yo, man. And the more Kenny Smith talks, the worse it gets. So I hope he is able to renege from some of the stupidity and kind of just, you know, just shut up. Keep it to yourself. But don't fuck up people's, like, moments like this. You've never had a moment like this where it's like, yo, people are tuned in on you. People are locked in for Kenny Smith. Like, you know, and taking over the snow. You don't have your own sneaker. You don't have this. So like, for you to do that to her, man, is completely messed up. As somebody with daughters, as somebody with a daughter myself, I promise you, if that was my daughter and, you know, I rewatched that and had to listen to you, we was going to have some words, Kenny Smith. We was going to absolutely have some words. So, like, you got to get it together. Stop using your platform to do stupid stuff. Be better. Just be better, Kenny Smith. Be better. That's all I have for you guys. I didn't want to bring the show down on a bad note because, you know, it was just upsetting. I'm still upset by it. I'm still upset by it, by the commentary from Kenny Smith. And, you know, just being somebody with a daughter, just knowing, like, she's always going to constantly have to deal with just some of the commentary that I see, man. Some of the stuff, like, Kenny Smith, you are no better than the keyboard warriors, these little clowns that have nothing better to do with their time and to just, you know, try to troll people online, try to troll women for being good at something, you know. So it's sad. It's a sad story, but it's how it goes sometimes. But besides that, do I have anything else to speak about, y'all? Did I miss anything, guys? Y'all tell me, let me know. I will get it on the next episode. But like I said, we are a little less than 3 months away from the start of the WNBA regular season. We are super hyped. This is New York Liberty Fan TV. It's your boy, Rem. Peace.